Welcome to the Gorfine, Schiller & Garden podcast series. Today we're speaking with Matt Kiefer, who's the Director of Tax Services at Gorfine, Schiller & Garden, about recent tax changes in response to the COVID-19 pandemic, which includes the new July 15 filing deadline extension and the Families First Coronavirus Response Act. And Matt, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you, Matt?
Doing well. You know, you've been pretty busy these days. You've been quoted in a couple of NerdWallet articles lately, which is really exciting. And one of them was all about the new July 15th tax deadline extension. And if you don't mind, just tell us what was highlighted in that article. It seems like there's a lot of good points there.
Yeah, sure. I mean, the first item is, like you said, the income tax filing deadlines were extended till July 15th. So that's for all taxpayers. That's for filing and also for payment. And it also covers not just 2019 taxes that are due, but also anyone that might have a 2020 first quarter estimate that's due on April 15th. So that's kind of the background. And the article, a few items that the different people mentioned were talking about. If you are anticipating a refund, that it still probably would make sense to go ahead and file, because clearly you want to get that extra money now. The IRS is still open for business, and they've specifically said that they are working on getting the refunds out as quickly as they can. There is maybe one idea to consider: delaying the filing. The new law that they're discussing right now, that we're still waiting on the House to approve, the additional amount that they're talking about sending out to taxpayers has some phase-outs involved. And it's either based on your 2018 tax return or your 2019 tax return. So if you anticipate that your 2019 return is going to have much more income than 2018, it might be a potential reason to delay filing a little bit to help with getting the max you can on that additional amount they're talking about sending out to taxpayers. And then other items that we talked about in that NerdWallet article were, if you do expect to owe, just remember that July 15th is really not that far away. It's not an item where you just need to completely put out of your mind and forget that you need to really start gathering these documents and just be prepared to make those payments in July 15th. And then also, June 15th estimates are still due June 15th right now. So anybody that's making estimated payments needs to keep that in mind too. And then state tax filing deadlines. Every state right now seems to have their own set of rules. Most of them are following the federal July 15th deadline, but there are some out there that have yet to really announce an extension. New York, for example, which is kind of bizarre considering, but they're one of the jurisdictions right now where there's no extended deadline.
All right. Excellent. Great rundown there on the article. And also there, the other side of the coin in terms of big tax news is the Family First Coronavirus Response Act. And tell us more about that.
Sure. That one was kind of specific to people that were impacted directly with coronavirus. So it relates to the first big issue with the Coronavirus Response Act is employers with fewer than 500 employees are required to provide paid sick leave to employees who are forced to stay home due to quarantining or the care for a family member or the care for a child if the school or place of care is closed. So to help employers with that new rule, they've allowed these new payroll tax credits to the employers. So if you have employees that either are directly impacted, that they're sick and they have to stay home and quarantine, or if you have an employee that had to stay home to take care of a family member or a child because of the school or daycare being closed, there's these new payroll tax credits. The credit for it's limited to $200 per day per employee, but it increases up to $511 per day if the employee is on leave because they're subject to federal, state, or local quarantine or isolation order related to COVID-19. Or if they've been advised by a healthcare provider to self-quarantine due to concerns related to COVID-19, or if they're experiencing symptoms of COVID-19 and seeking a medical diagnosis. So if those are any of your circumstances, you get the higher amount of $511 per day. And that is limited, though, to 10 days of wages per employee.
Got it. Excellent. Great rundown there on that. And I know things are moving rather quickly out there in terms of a lot of this news and just COVID-19 news in general. And I know you all are really busy at GSG right now, but would love to hear your take on how Gorfine Schiller and Garden can help in today's climate, both for businesses and individuals.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a matter of staying on top of the guidance that gets issued and helping our clients with how to respond to these notices and how to take advantage of the different credits. Unfortunately, as it currently stands, like this first Coronavirus Response Act, the IRS still has not officially provided us with guidance on how to handle obtaining the credits. I mean, essentially, most employers, what they want to do is if they feel that they're going to get a credit for this, they want to consider reducing their payroll deposits that they're making either weekly, monthly, or quarterly to account for those credits that they're going to get.
Excellent. Great. You know, Matt, it's always a pleasure speaking with you. And I, like I mentioned, I know you're really busy these days, and I appreciate you jumping on the line with us. And before we sign off, is there anything else to add? Anything we may have missed?
Yeah. One thing I just noticed that I missed, in addition to employer tax credits, there's a equivalent credit for self-employed taxpayers that ends up kind of getting the same type of credit that the employer would get. And theirs would offset income taxes, but unfortunately it would not be 2019 income tax. It would be 2020. So if someone's making, a self-employed person's making estimated tax payments, they could consider that into their quarterly estimates that they could potentially get a credit for that.
Oh, good. Excellent. Great point there. Thanks for bringing that up. And for all of our listeners, you just heard an exclusive Gorfine Schiller and Garden podcast interview with Matt Kiefer, who's the director of tax services at the firm. And as you heard, Matt was kind enough to share some insights on the new July 15th filing deadline extension, as well as the Families First Coronavirus Response Act, all in response to the COVID-19 pandemic, which is happening right now. And Matt, thank you so much for your time today.
Sure. Thanks again, Matt.